Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be continuing our Shiurim in the Sefer Iyunim B'Shev in the Sefer Shev Shmaitza. This is Iyunim in the Shev Shmaitza, going deeper. And in the previous Shiur, we discussed the Shita of the Maharit, who holds that the reason you need a special pasuk to teach you that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter Min HaTorah is because it's telling you that even in an instance where you have trace fakas desasri adodi, even if you have two inherently contradictory fakas, you are still permitted to go lakula, which would mean that if you have a suffix mamzer, so on the tzad that he's a mamzer, he can marry a mamzeris. On the tzad that he's not a mamzer, he can marry a bas yisrael. But he can't marry both, apparently, because you can't be both a mamzer and a non-mamzer. So this, the fact that he's a Safik Mamzer, the fact that we have a special pasuk to teach you that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, it makes him Taras Vadai. Meaning B'Taras Vadai, he can marry a Mamzeres, and B'Taras Vadai, he can marry a Bas Yisrael Kshero, and even though it's Tarati Desasri, because he's either one or the other, but that's what the special pasuk is coming to teach you, that even Tarati Desasri is Mutter. Whereas in other areas of the Torah, Tarati Desasri is Aser. זה היה מה שחידש המערית, ועל זה דיברנו בשיעור הקודם. And thus we spoke in the previous year. And now we're continuing. לרפואס, יהודה בן מרגלית שרה, and ברכס אליעזר משה בן יוסל, אליעזר משה בן יוסל צבי הכהן, and לרפואס מרדכי דוד בן קרינה, and להצלחס מרס נחה גיטלבס, Rachel Esther, and Atzlachas, everybody I mentioned. So we're basing this again in the Sefer Shiurei Dvar HaMelech, Havagon Rav Beryl Korzer Zatzal. This is in Simen Ches. The Sheif Shmaitzer brings the Ma'arit, as we saw, who says that the reason the Torah has a special pasuk matir sufik mamzer is even shrei kula desasri adodi bevas achas. You can marry a bas yisrael and a mamzeris bevas achas. So we see that dafka, when a person does simultaneously two pu'ulos, that one of them is aser mimonavshach, that's called two kulas that are sasri adodi, that are internally contradictory. And it's normally not mutter, it's only mutter here. Mashenken, if you do two pulos, one after the other, it would be mutter even without a pasuk that's matir b'toras vaday. In other words, here he's marrying the Bas Yisrael and the Mamzeres. B'vasachas, he's marrying them together. They're married to him at the same time. That's why you need the pasuk. Let's say he would marry a Bas Yisrael, a Suffolk Mamzer would marry a Bas Yisrael, Kshera, and then she dies, or he divorces her. Now he can marry a Mamzeres, even without the Pasuk. That's Matir B'Taras Vadai, this Suffolk Mamzer. Even without the Pasuk, that's Matir the Tarati Desasri. Because Tarati Desasri, Loitin Ma'arit, is only Bevas Achas. But if you have one after the other, that's not called Tarati Desasri. So that's Beseder Gazos, like they used to say over here in Israel. You can marry, the Suffolk Mamzer can marry, not you, the Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Bas Yisrael. And then after, Segait Nishgit with the Bas Yisrael, either, you know what I mean, she's not exactly his type, he realizes her. He divorces her. You shouldn't divorce a woman if she's not exactly your type, but divorce happens. Or she dies, so he can go ahead now and marry a Mamzeris, no problem, without the Pasuk. Pasuk is mechadish even simultaneously, but even without the pasuk, you could do one after the other. Shtei pulo zechar ze. The pre chadash in Simen Kuf Yud in Klalis Fakes Fake and Dibor Maschil Ot Kosev Arashbo brings the Ma'arit, and he's marich in clarifying the gedder and the din of Trekule Desasri Hadodi, and we are going to discuss this pre chadash and try to explain. First, the Pri Chadosh asks a kasha in the Ma'arit. That the Ma'arit says that there's room to be mechalek min haTorah between Bas Achas and Ze Achar Ze, that's not true. Because if it's usr bevas achas, even bezachar says it's going to be usr. Why? Because he's doing shrei kule desasri adadi. And if zachar says mutter, so you see that tarti desasri is okay. If zachar says mutter and tarti desasri, then gam bevas achas is mutter. So the Pri Chodesh doesn't really like this mahalach of being mahalach between Tarti Desasri B'Vasachas and Tarti Desasri B'Zacharzeh. He says it's the same. And he brings a raya. His raya is from the Tosfos that's brought in Psachim and Daf Yud. And the Mishnah, Shnei Shvilin, you have two paths. One is Tameh, one is Tahar. And a person goes in one of the paths, and then he deals with Tyrus. And then his friend comes and walks on the second path, and he deals with Tyrus. What's the din? So Maskanas HaGemara is that if they come and ask together, they're Tameh. If they come Bezeh Zeh, one after the other asks, they're Tahorim. Says Tosfos, Dibra Maschil Bevas Achas, Divrei Akol Tumeim, Nira Dahainu Midir Abonon. To Midoy Raisa, Afilu Bevas Achas Torim. This is only Midir Abonon that they're Tumeh if they come and ask simultaneously, because you know one of them is necessarily Tumeh because they're two Shvilin. One of them is Tumeh, one of them is Tar. And if two people are coming to ask and they walked on, they both walked on different paths, so they each walked on a different path, so you know one of them is Tumeh. We say that if they come and ask together, they're Tumeim. And if they come and ask one after the other, they're Tahorim. The fact, when we say they're Tumeim, if they come and ask together, it's only Midrabbanan says Tosfos. Because Midaraisa, Ibn Vasachas, they're Tor. You see that even Midaraisa, we go Lakula, and this Safik Tuma, even if they come simultaneously. V'hochi mistaber vade dimenatorin l'chalik b'kach menator. We're not mechalik between b'vasachas and zacharzeh, and therefore even b'vasachas shneim tahorim. That's the Pri Chodesh. Now there in shnei shvilim we're really mekel more than we are in kol haTorah kula, and we're metar both of them, even though it's two kulas that are silser adodi. They're two contradictory kulas. Mashenkei normally two sveikas. Two sveike yisur, if they're contradictory, we're not matir. And there's a very good reason for that, like the Pri Chodesh explains. Later on, so the Pri Chodesh didn't intend to compare all sveike yisur to shnei shvilin. Shnei Shvilin is a different din than Sveike Yisr. Shnei Shvilin were Mekel even if they're two contradictory kulas. Normally Sveike Yisr were not. Just we saw Mamzer is an exception. And also these two paths are an exception. So we're not comparing Kol haTorah kula to Safek of Shnei Shvilin. What the Pri Chodesh wants to say is, he's bringing a proof that look at Tosfos' Svara. Tosfos says that min haTorah we're not mechalek between Bevasachas and Zeacharzeh. And if we're metarah both of them Bezeacharzeh, for whatever reason, then Bevasachas we're also metarah them min haTorah. So here you see Bezeacharzeh, they're Tahorim when they walk on this path. So Melu Bevasachas, they're also Tahorim. So we see explicitly that Bevas Achas is not considered more Tarti Desasri than Zachar Zeh. So now let's go to Kol haTorah kula. If Bevas Achas, the Rambam holds that Safek is Asr Min haTorah, in other words, if you have two kulas that are Sosar Adadi, Bevas Achas, there were Machmir Min haTorah, and it's only by Mamzer that we're Mekel, but normally we're Machmir. So then we have to say that B'chol haTorah kula, B'zeh achar zeh, is also going to be Asur Min HaTorah. Just like Bavas Achas is Asur Min HaTorah. Trei Kula Desasri Adadi, 200 inherently contradictory Kulas. So too, B'Zachar Zeh. And Memela, that's why we need the Pasuk. We need the Pasuk of Safik Mamzer to tell you that Safik Mamzer is Mutter both whether it was Bavas Achas or it was B'Zachar Zeh. Two Kulas that are Sasri Adadi are going to be Mutter. That's why you need the special Pasuk. The Pri Chodesh continues, and he says that we have a suffix. What would be the din in the, according to the Rambam, if you have a sveka d'oraisa that's tarti to sasri? According to the Ma'arit, it's pashut that the Rambam is modeh that we go l'churma min haTorah, but the Pri Chodesh is not so sure. Is nishti begezeigt. Is that how they say it? He's not so sure. Do we say that min haTorah all sfekas are mutter, even if it's tarti desasri? And a suffik mamzer be mutter b'vasel mazeres both b'zerchas and b'vasachas, even without a special pasuk that's matir b'toras v'adai? Or do we say no? When do we go l'kulot stafk when you don't have tarti desasri? And if not for the pasuk of Matir or Safik Mamzer B'Torah Zvada, we would say that he's only allowed to marry one of them, either Yisraelis Sheru or Mamzeris. And once he marries one, he's not allowed to marry the other forever. Even the first one dies or he divorces her, because even Zachar Zeh is Tarti Desasri. So we want to know what the din would be B'chol HaTorah Kula. Ma'arit says it's Pashut that B'chol HaTorah Kula is Nishgit. You can't do Tarti Desasri. And the Pri Chodesh says maybe you can. Now from that case of Shnei Shvilin that we're Matar both of them in HaTorah, you can't prove that we go Lekula even B'Tarti Desasri. Because there, it's a very good reason. Either because of Cheskes Tara, or because of the din of Safik Tumah Rishus Sarab and Sveiko Torah, and it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Tosis, at the beginning of Maseches Nida Naf Bezom and Aleph writes that we only learn from Sota to be Metayer a Safik Tumah Rishus Sarabim if it's a Dover Sheyochel Lios. This is Daf Bez Dibor Maschil Behilo. Only if it's possible. That we're Metayer, we know. That Safik Tumrish Sarab is Tar because of Sota. When are we Metame is Sota when she's Birshus HaYachid? Then we're Choshish that she was Nitmes. But if Birshus Sarabim, we're not Choshish. Sota all Sveke Tumah and Birshus Sarabim are Tar, but that's only if it could be. Shnei Shvil, and it can't be. One of them is necessarily Tame. So why are we Metare both of them? Because each one has a Cheskes Tara. So you follow the Cheskes Tara. Not because you go to Kula Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, but because you follow the Cheskes Tara. Rashi in Psachim explains that word Matar, each one, is because Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Torah. And as the Pri Chodesh explains as far of Rashi, since we're dealing with two separate people, we relate to each person individually, and we give them the din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Torah. Because each one can say, my friend went on the Tameh path. That's what everyone says, no? I'm on Torah, and my friend's Tameh. A lot of people say that. So you could say here also, I went on the Torah path, and my friend went on the Tameh path. But to be Matir Atarti Desasri, an Ein Mensch, whom a man of Shach did and is, sir, there I can tell you that in Azaz Safik, the Rambam is Modeh, that we go to Churma Min HaTorah. According to Rashi, each one has their own individual suffix, Cheskes Tara. But that's you're dealing with two people, so you go after each person's individual Cheskes Tara. excuse me, that you, according to Rashi, that's Tosis, that according to Rashi, if there are two people, you say Safik Tumi Rishis Rabim Sveiko Tahor, because since you're dealing with two people, each one's going to say, I went on the Torah path. And since I went on the Torah path, Mameila, I'm a Torah. But if you're dealing with one person, maybe we're going to say that he's Tame. If you have a Tarti de Sassari in one person. And the Prichadash continues, and he says, Lechora, we could bring a raya from Trei Kule de Sassari Adodi that we go, Menatora Lechumra, from a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin. Am Reb Yosef Reb Zvida, Ha'ose Melacha B'Shnei Ben Hashmashus Chayiv Chatas Memanavshach. If a person does Melacha on Friday, late afternoon, and then on Saturday, Shabbos, late afternoon, we'll call it Saturday, because we're not sure if it's Shabbos. So if he does Ben Hashmashus Friday after Shkia, before it says, and Saturday after Shkia before it says, Memana Shachis Chayev Achatas. Rashi says, if Ben Hashmashus is night, then he's Chayev for what he did on Friday, and he's not chayav for what he did on Saturday. Turns out he did malacha Friday night, and he didn't do malacha Saturday night. So he's cool on Saturday night, but not Friday night. Friday night he's chayav chatas. And if we say Ben Hashmashus is daytime, then he did malacha Friday, day. That's cool. But then Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday, he didn't do malacha Motzei Shabbos. It's malacha on Shabbos. Because you're saying Ben Hashmashus is day, so when he did malacha Ben Hashmashus on Saturday, it was Shabbos still. And we're talking about where he did melacha the whole Ben Hashmashus. Just don't say there it changed at a different time. Because maybe he did the melacha on Friday, the first second of Ben Hashmashus, and Saturday, the last second of Ben Hashmashus. So maybe Taka somewhere in the middle there, it became night. But if he did melacha the whole time, then he definitely is doing something wrong, because at some point, either that period is either going to be, even if you hold the whole thing as day, so Seder, then on Saturday he was Mechal Shabbos, and if you hold the whole thing as night, then on Friday it was Mechal Shabbos. If you hold it changed in the middle, so if he did Melacha the whole time, and it turns out he's really doing it twice. Friday when it changed into night, and Shabbos before it changed into night. Hakopanim, that's what Rashi says it's talking about. So Maman of Shach, this person does Melacha the whole Ben Hashmashus, he's Chayv Achatas. The opinion of Tosfos increases, Tafid Zayin Amud Beis Divrei Maaseichem Tosefta, is that all Ben Hashmashus is considered one chaticha, and it's not considered one chaticha mibein shtei chatichos. There's no ikba yisura here. We know that ikba yisura is more chamor. Ben Hashmashus, we have to know the premise of the Tosfos increases. Ben Hashmashus is not considered ikba yisura. Ben Hashmashus is considered one chaticha, and we're mesubek about this chaticha. What time is it? Is it daytime or nighttime? Now, once we establish that Ben Hashmashus is considered a regular suffix, so you should look in that Tosfos increases. I'm sure that Rabbi Yosef and Rav Moshe Gavriel and Rav Tzvi Moshe and all my other sweet friends who are listening to this shiur, I'm sure that you have a krisis at home and you'll masas apnai. You'll kemisas hapnai, like they always write in the Haskamas. You could be ma'ayin in this Tosfos. Al kopanim, it emerges then that Ben Hashmashos is a regular suffix that, according to the Rambam, it's mutter min haTorah. Now, if we say that even two kulos that are sosir each other is also matur min haTorah, because we relate to each pu'ula independently and individually, and we're matir. So how are we mechayev achatus when he did a malacha on two bein hashmashes? Min haTorah, he's allowed to do malacha bein hashmashes, both barishon and bishnia, mikoch hasafik. You're not sure if it's day or night, so on Friday you say, up, oh, I got to assume that it's day. And on Saturday he says, up, oh, got to assume that it's night. And it's mutter al pitorah. Not mutter rabbanah, but al pitorah it's mutter. Safik lekula. And even if we're going to say that after he already did malach on the first, he's now allowed to do malach on the second, because since we are allowed him the first time, mikoach safik, maybe bein hashmashes is day, we can no longer be matir him. Mikoach safik, maybe bein hashmashes is night. Even if you're going to say that's too much, that would be mamash estira gemura. Nevertheless, how are we mechayev this person achatas? At most, it's an ashim talui. Why? Because the first bein hashmashes did melacha beheter. He was assuming that Friday was still day bein hashmashes. And then the second time when he did malacha, it's Ashim Tali. Maybe it was night, maybe it was day. Now we don't know anymore. The first time he did Beheter Gomor. And now the second time, we're Mesupak about the second time. So that's an Ashim Tali. Why is that a Chatas, which is a Vada Yisr? So from the fact that we're Mechayiv and Mechatas, we have to say that if it's Tarti Desasri, it's not permitted. Because originally, we look at both pu'ulos, and if we see that Mimonav Shach is going to be doing an Isser, that's not going to be permitted. And therefore, we understand why he's Chayv Achatas and two Bein HaShemashos is. Because the first Bein HaShemashos is also Isser. Because we're looking at the two pu'ulos together, saying, ah, if in the end you're going to do Melach on both Bein HaShemashos is, then it's going to come out that you're definitely being over an Isser, and that's because you can't say that it was day on Friday and then Shabbos assume that Bein HaShemashos is night. You can't do that. It's either day or night. So what's going to be? If he does Malach on both, he's definitely over. Now he's not allowed to do. So he has to bring a Chatas. So you see two Pu'ulos, two kulos that are so to each other, according to this Gemara, are going to be Asr. And here it's not Bavasachas, here it's Bezacharzeh. Now, according to Rashi, in Perek Bamei Madlikin, in Dibur Maschil Bishleima, Rashi says that on the first Bein HaShemashos, he brings an Ashim Talui. Because Rashi holds that it's considered Chaticha Achas Mibein Shtei Chatichos. It's considered Ikeba Yisur, not like Tosus and Krisus. What we just said now was according to Tosus and Krisus, that it's not considered chaticha achas mibein shtei chatichas. But according to Rashi, it is. It is considered ikbe yisur, and it's like there are two chatichas here. One of heter, one of isser, and there's vada yisur here. And so it seems the Rambam to say, in Hilchas Shkagas Perek Ches Halacha Beis, and so would appear Misvara. Why? Because what do we have before us? We have weekday, and we have Shabbos. Weekday is mutter, Shabbos is aser. So that's chaticha achas mibein shtei chatichos. You have two chatichos. One is chelev, one is shuman. One's not kosher, one's kosher. And the ikba yisur is aser. In reality, even according to the Rambam. So here also, this is a classic case according to Rashi. This is a case of ikba yisura, because you have before you chol and Shabbos. So you have a chaticha of Isser of Shabbos, you have a chaticha of Heter Chol. If the person does Malacha, he's doing Malacha, it could be Yisurin. So Paskin's the Rambam, it seems in Perek Ches Halacha Beis. And that's why Rashi says that you're a person's chayiv and ashim talui. He's chayiv a karban. Because it's chaticha achas, mibain shtei chaticha, zik b'yisura. And according to this, you can't prove anything from here. Because we can say that the reason we're mechayiv a chatas, if he does malacha in two bein ashmashas, is because in the first bein ashmashas he did an iser, and there's an ashim talui min haTorah. And now that he did malacha on the second one, Mamanav Shach, he did a malacha on Shabbos. So of course he's chayav achatas. So even if two pu'ulos aren't mitztarev, in order to make one of them vaday iser, but if you put the two of them together, he definitely did an iser. Each pu'ula individually, you can't say is an iser. If you're not mitztarev them, and you look at each pu'ula individually, you can't say this person did an iser. But if you put the two pu'ulos together, there's a definite iser here. But in an instance where there's a suffek, and it's not chaticha achas mibein shtei chatichos, so there we can still say it's mutter min haTorah, even if it's tarti desasri. Because then we can judge each pu'ula individually. So what we're saying is that when can you possibly be mekel on two sveikas that are soser each other, if the first one is mutter, because it's a suffek, and then you can look at the next one individually and say it's also a suffek, it's also mutter. Either soser doesn't bother us, we're not going to put the two together, each one we're going to assume is mutter. But when we're dealing with a case of ikba yisura, then we're going to say that since the first time the person already did an iser and he has to bring an ashim talui, so now the second time and he does melacha again bein ashmashas, so that's going to be mitztarif with the first one. Because you can't say the first one was heter. First one wasn't heter. First one was also iser. It was chatichach, it was bein shtei chatichos. So since the first one was already iser, and now he did something that was soser, now you look at the two pu'ulas together, and you emerge with a vada iser, a chatas. Because if it's day, then it was he did a malacha on Saturday. And if it was night, he did malach on Friday. So for the first one, because it's ikba yisura, he's going to be chayav and ashim talui. And you can't say it was beheter gamor. And now, the second one is going to be mitztarif to the first one to be mechayav and machatas. And you can't say, no, the second one has nothing to do with the first one. Because the first one was completely beheter. The first one wasn't completely beheter. So once he already got in trouble with the first one, that it wasn't beheter, you can't say now the second one is, we're also going to assume it's beheter or not related to the first one. The first one he had no permission. That was ikba yisura. And now maman of shach is chayav achatas, either for the first iser, and it really was an iser, or the second iser. So when you're dealing with two isurim, or two potential isurim that are soser each other, there you can say a svara that you can't do tarti desasri. But if the first one is absolute heter and the second one is absolute heter and they're just soser each other, and maman of shach is over in iser, maybe they're not mitztarev, because the first time he's completely cool, he didn't do anything wrong, he went lekula, and the second time, even though it contradicts the first time, you look at that independently and he's also lekula, you also go lekula. Because you can judge each pool individually. So apparently that's the mahalach of the pre-chadash. continues the Pri Chodesh, and he says that I'm going to bring you a Raya Brewer that Tarti de Sasri, we relate to each Pula individually. I'm going to bring you a Raya Brura that in Tarati de Sasri we relate to both Pulas together and not individually, and we go in Atara L'chumra, and that's from a Gemara at the end of the second Perek of Shavuos. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Shnei Shvilin Echa Tomei Vecha Tar. If you have two paths, one is Tomei, one has a Kever, and one doesn't have a Kever and he doesn't know which one he went onto. V'holach barishon, and one person went on the first path. V'lo nichnas, and he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. And then this very same person went on the second path, and now he went into the Beis HaMikdash. He's chayiv. He's chayiv karbon. Tosfos writes that we're talking about safek tumah b'rishus harabim. Suffolk Timbrus Rabbim is normally Tar. But here we have Tarti de Sasri, because he went on path A and path B, and one of them is definitely Tame. We don't say in each path, no, Suffolk Timbrus Rabbim is Tar. We're Matame. So what do you see from here? That even though individually, if you judge him individually, he'd be Tar, but you don't. You put them together and you say it's Tarti de Sasri, Manashach is Tame, and he's Chayav Karb. Concludes the Pri Chodesh that if this is so, then we have to say that when is the Torah Matir Safek Yitzers? When it's not Tarti de Sasri. But if it's Tarti de Sasri, the Torah wasn't Matir. And the person's even going to get Malkus. And even if he does the two Pu'ulas, one after the other, because here he went on to path A and then afterwards he went to path B, it's one after the other, we still consider it a Tarti de Sasri, because we relate to the two Pu'ulos together, and if we go on the Tzadakal in both cases, they're going to be in contradicting each other. And therefore, you can't be Makel. So, according to this, how are we going to learn the Rambam? Why do we need a pasuk to tell you that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter? All Sfekas are Mutter. So what was the Maharit's Teretz? To tell you that even if they're two in contradictory Sfekas, even if they're two contradictory Sfekas, even a Mamzeres and a Bas Yisrael Ksheira B'Vas Achas, even there it's going to be Mutter. But now we're going to say even more. Not only to tell you that a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzeres are Mutter B'Vas Achas, but also to tell you that a Mamzeres and a Bas Yisrael are Mutaros B'Zachar Zeh, that if he marries one and then divorce or death and then he marries the second one, we need a special heter there, because otherwise Tarati de Sasri would be Aser, because the Pri Chodesh is holy and that Tarati de Sasri is Aser whether it's simultaneous or one after the other. So here you have a case in the Shnei Shvilin apparently where it's one after the other. He went on to path one, then to path two. One of them was Tane, one of them was Tar. But it's hard to decide, so they both can't be Tane. We assume this person is Tane. And therefore he's Chayiv, he goes afterwards into the Mikdash. So you see, even Bezechah said we don't allow Tarti de Sasri. So it would come out then in Sfekis, we're not going to allow Tarti de Sasri from Bezechah said. And therefore you need a Pasuk to teach you by Mamzer, by Safek Mamzer, then not only is he Mutter, to marry a Bas Yisrael misafik, or a Mamzeres misafik, anyway, Sfeik is a mutter, but he's even allowed to marry a Mamzeres and a Bas Yisrael one after the other, or at the same time. That's the Pasuk is teaching you. Either Bevas Achas or Bezechose. And for that, you need a special Pasuk. This is not like when we were dying before from the Ma'arit, that we don't need a Pasuk Bezechose. You only need a Pasuk for Bas Achas. Bezechose, you can judge individually. So now we're saying no. Bezeach HaZeh, you can't necessarily judge in. Bezeach HaZeh, you can't judge individually. Bezeach HaZeh, you judge together. And if it's two kulas that are sosur each other, then it's no good. And only by mamzer, we have a special pasuk to tell you that two kulas that are sosur adadi are mutter both Bezeach HaZeh and Bevas Achas. So according to the Pri Chadash, normally Shrei Kulis Asri doesn't work whether it's Bevas Achas or Bezeach HaZeh. And according to the Ma'arit, Bezeach HaZeh, you could be Mekel, apparently, in Shrei Kulis that associate each other. Only Bevas Achas you can't. And the Kuli Alma comes the Pasuk and by Safik Mamzer and tells you that Safik Mamzer you'd permit Sfekis both Bevas Achas and it would emerge after the pasuk. What you need the pasuk for? According to the Ma'arit, you only need the pasuk for Bevas Achas, and according to the Prichadash, you need the pasuk even for Bezeach HaZeh. But it will come out in the end that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, Trekul Sasri Adadi, both Bevas Achas and Bezeach HaZeh. So this is some more food for thought, and of course, there's more to say. And Amir Tashem, we're going to Beli Neder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach to continue next time. Lilmodu l'lamed lishmar v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei salma terasov yahavo. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.